This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN chief says the United Nations has offered to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza and is demanding an end to the worst death and destruction he has seen in his more than seven-year tenure. Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the AP in an interview on Monday, "It's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role either administering Gaza or providing a peacekeeping force because Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role." He also says the level of suffering in Gaza is unprecedented. Syria has been hit by its deadliest attack since the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus was hit in April, and Israel has remained silent on the strike. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Charred remains of a vehicle and blackened, smoking earth mark the aftermath of what the Syrian government on Monday said were Israeli airstrikes the night before. Syria's health minister said the attacks killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens of others. Syrian state news agency Sana showed images of what it said were those wounded getting treatment. It cited a military source that Syrian air defenses had shot down some of the missiles. Two regional intelligence sources said a major military research center for chemical arms had been hit several times. They said it was believed to house a team of Iranian military experts involved in weapons production.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. An Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral on Monday. The man was among three killed on Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at the border crossing before the assailant was shot dead himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th, when Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an assault on southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Germany's government announced on Monday it's implementing temporary controls at all of the country's land borders in an attempt to tackle irregular migration and protect the public. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
The controls are set to begin on September 16th and last for 6 months. Nancy Faeser is the country's interior minister.
I have ordered this today and have already informed the EU. This will serve to further limit irregular migration and protect against the acute dangers posed by Islamist terror and serious crime. We are doing everything we can to better protect the people in our country against this.
Germany has hardened its stance on migration in recent years, and the government is scrambling to retake the initiative after support for the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, has surged over the issue.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. A bridge collapsed and a bus was swept away by flooding in Vietnam, raising the death toll there to at least 64 from a typhoon and subsequent heavy rains. State media say 9 people died on Saturday after Typhoon Yagi made landfall in Vietnam before weakening into a tropical depression. The rest died in floods and landslides that followed on Sunday and Monday. A bus carrying 20 people was swept into a flooded stream by a landslide on Monday morning. State media said 4 bodies were recovered and 15 others were missing. The storm earlier caused 20 deaths in the Philippines and 4 in China. Britain's Princess Kate said on Monday she had finished her course of preventative chemotherapy for cancer. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Kensington Palace released video conveying a personal message from the Princess of Wales, who appears with her husband, Prince William, and their 3 young children, George, Louis, and Charlotte. The 42-year-old wife of the heir to Britain's throne underwent major abdominal surgery in January, which revealed the presence of cancer. Kate said the treatment gave her a new perspective.
This time has above all reminded William and me to reflect and be grateful for the simple yet important things in life, which so many of us often take for granted, as simply loving and being loved.
Kate said she would be carrying out a handful of public engagements later this year.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The United States did not give any sort of concessions to Nicaragua in exchange for the release of more than 100 political prisoners last week, an official said on Monday. Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, Eric Jacobstein, said the administration of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega continued to imprison its citizens for political reasons and urged the leader to free them. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.